Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Baby Bieber.
Oh, it's a happy... You know, it just seems like yesterday we were reporting stories about Justin Bieber throwing eggs at cars driving down the street and doing childish pranks himself, because he himself was just a child, you know, when he hit it big. And now he is a dad of a little baby boy, apparently. He posted on Instagram a photo that said, "Welcome home, Jack Blues Bieber." I guess that's kind of a cool name,
yeah.
Right? Jack Blues Bieber. His wife, Haley, is doing fine. Both are said to be overjoyed. The baby is doing very well. They had originally said that the baby was due in May. So I don't know if they said that just to throw us off the scent of the story, you know, just for some privacy. But the... they are parents now, and good for them.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, enjoy the next 20 years of no sleep.
It's not like that. It gets worse when they're in their 20s.
Speaking of, does it really?
It's just different.
Seems like it would be, yeah. I got the CD that you left for me, by the way. Speaking of children.
Yeah.
Wendy's son...
Michael,
with the best red hair that I've ever seen in my life, he puts any other ginger to shame, is in a band. What's the band's name again?
The Vaughn Building.
The Vaughn Building. They have their first album out, and Wendy left me a copy of it. And I have not had a chance to listen to it yet, but I will. I just wanted to acknowledge that the very complicated chain of getting that CD to me was accomplished over the weekend.
Okay, good. Yes, because I was filling in for David Hochberg. Andy, you were here. I was going to give you the CD to give to Dean. And then I know that he's got like a...
You can't trust Andy.
Oh, no. I would have taken it home and probably sold it.
Andy would have been down on Maxwell Street selling it. Andy, a lot of people don't know this, that after the show on Sunday, Andy goes to Maxwell Street and he sells CDs, gym socks, and hubcaps.
Yeah. The hubcaps are very popular.
I need some tube socks. and then you have a cubby hole or whatever, and I don't know if you even use it. No one knew that.
Oh, so. I love my cubby hole.
Oh. All right. Well, Bob
right
Ferguson
Dave Ennett
gave
there,
it
yeah.
to you.
I am. Yeah, I'm in good company with Dave Ennett right next to me.
Well, I just left. I didn't really leave it for on-air talk. I just want you to hear it because I'm proud of him. And you can get it where, you know, if you stream music, the Vaughn Building.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going
to listen. Socking it to you.
I'm going to listen to it.
All right.
And trash him.
Yeah, we'll do a smash or trash segment
Welcome
later on.
To the world of critique.
Yeah, well... That's what you get.
No, I've actually heard his music on social media, and he's quite talented.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate that so much. I'm glad you got it. And I wanted to say something to you.
Mm.
Doing the right thing is never the wrong thing. Or I think things come into our lives to help us get from one place to a better one.
Wow.
Or I do love a locker room. It smells like potential.
Cool.
These are all Ted Lasso-isms.
For a minute, I thought I was in the Hallmark aisle of the grocery store. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like there was not going to be any more Ted Lasso at the end of the last season. But over the weekend, Apple TV Plus has confirmed that several of the major stars on the show have signed up for a season 4. Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift are in. They are talking to Jason Sudeikis. Would be nice to have Ted Lasso on Ted Lasso. He is also one of the executive producers of the show, so he may be involved that way exclusively. But it would be great if he was also back. But anyway, they're talking to all of the other stars. And they are working on a season 4 for Ted Lasso. So hopefully things are going to work out, and one of the best TV shows will continue.
Well, I hope it comes back. I enjoy that. immensely. But yeah, you need Ted Lasso for sure.
I like that you memorized the quotes. No,
yeah, I didn't memorize anything. I got an internet in front of me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for me, success is not about the wins and losses, Dean. It's about helping these young fellas be the best versions of themselves on and off the field.
Yep. I have that tattooed on my arm.
All right.
That's my teleprompter in life.
There's a band that fights foo, and it's also fighting something, someone else.
Oh, boy. This.
Why do people think they could just use other people's stuff?
This is actually getting a little complicated now. Okay, because it seems like every couple of weeks there's a new musical artist that comes out and says, we did not authorize the use of our music for a political campaign. It happens all over the place because a lot of people don't know you have to get, permission and pay for it. That's their property. The songs are their property. So if you want to use it in a, quote, public performance, and that means playing it at a political rally or in a restaurant or, you know, to use their music for any reason is considered a performance by the music licensing agencies. What has been happening is that the Donald Trump campaign has been using music from Celine Dion, Bob Dylan, Neil Young. The latest has been with the Foo Fighters, who have been continuously using their music at rallies, but they used the song My Hero at a rally in Arizona over the weekend when Robert F. Kennedy joined Donald Trump on stage. And the Foo Fighters said that they did not authorize the use of their music. They are threatening cease and desist orders. They are threatening to donate any royalties that may come from that to the Harris campaign. It's turning into a big, ugly political story. The other part of this is that the estate of Isaac Hayes, who did, you know, Shaft and so many other songs, has passed away now. But his family has repeatedly asked the Trump campaign to stop using their music, Isaac Hayes' music.
He wrote Hold On, I'm Coming, which he co-wrote that. I did not know that.
Yeah, the old Sam and Dave song. Right. So they have asked him to stop doing it. The campaign did not stop using their song. So they actually went to court. They first issued cease and desist orders and tried to do it in a little more informal way. But when it was being ignored, they went to a federal court who has now granted a request for an emergency hearing to secure injunctive relief. In other words, they want their money for using the song. And by doing this, is my understanding, is that the former president, the RNC, the Trump for President Incorporated 2024, Turning Point, and the NRA are now all required to appear in court on September 3rd to answer this injunction that is going on. So it all you got to do is pay the fee.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to accept your money because they don't want you to use their song, then you have to go pick another song. You can't just take other people's property. You know, it's like stealing their property when you use your song. Kamala Harris uses Beyonce's song Freedom all of the time. But
she went through the proper channels.
She got permission and paid whatever, the fees, etc. So it's these are the great issues facing our nation.
Yeah, I know.
As you make your choice for president, ladies and gentlemen, about these kinds of things, and so I'm just telling you what's going on. So,
what happened at the box office this weekend?
It was interesting that Deadpool and Wolverine, which dropped to the number two spot last week, bounced back into the number one spot this week. They took the top spot, followed by, wait a minute, stop, wait, don't tell me. It was Alien Romulus that wound up being the number two movie. The romantic drama, It Ends With Us, came in third. And then Blink Twice, the Channing Tatum movie, and The Forge, numbers 4 and 5 in the weekend box office.
And you talked to Jesus?
Yes, I
did.
What? Yeah, that's a statement I don't get to say very often. Although I think this is my third or fourth Jesus that I've talked to now. Usually it's in connection with productions of Jesus Christ, yeah. Jesus Christ Superstar when they're in town. And my old pal Ted Neely, who I've known for 100 years. That Jesus actually gave me a back rub once, which was...
Okay, really?
Really. He was coming on the radio show, and he walked in the studio, and I was doing a commercial. And so while I was doing the live commercial, you know, he thought he could distract me. he just walks up behind me, you know, and starts doing a back rub. To which, you know, I say, okay, this is a little strange. Jesus is giving me a back rub right now. So, but in this case, the Jesus that I talked to was Jonathan Romy, who has now for 4 seasons played Jesus Christ in the movie and TV series The Chosen. It's one of the most popular TV series in the world, translated like into 50 languages, 200 countries. You know, obviously there's a lot of interest in a series that revolves around the life of Jesus. And when I did this Zoom call with Jonathan, he's a New York actor, by the way, very sweet man. He talked a little bit about, you know, what this series, how this is different from other depictions that we've seen. The reason that we're talking to him is that The Chosen is coming to WGN-TV starting next Sunday. The CW is returning to WGN. This is part of the CW. And so you'll be able to watch The Chosen 7 p.m. on Sundays, starting next Sunday. This is Jonathan Romy.
Lovely to be here. Very excited to be returning to WGN.
What do you hear from people to explain the phenomenal success of all of this?
I think the relatability of the characters, the relatability and accessibility of Jesus for people in a way that they had never conceived of before. And nobody's ever told this story in long form in the way that we're doing, and nobody's ever shown, you know, essentially the mundane of life amongst the disciples in a compelling way that feels authentic and relatable. So I think seeing these people that normally have been portrayed in stained glass windows and in paintings as actually, you know, people they'd want to hang out with and have, you know, dinner with, like that's been, you know, revelatory for so many people.
Sunday night, 7 o'clock, over most of the same station, WGN-TV.
Well, cool. All right. Well, you beating yourself up is like Woody Allen playing the clarinet. I don't want to hear it. And we got to go. That's another Ted Lasso-ism
for you. That's my other tattoo. Yep.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.